Christmas edition of Unfathomable Grace. It's a weekly podcast I do just to try to encourage people to swim in the grace of Jesus Christ more and more. So we're in this season of Christmas that includes a lot of feasting, overeating, singing, dancing, gathering together with friends, giving presents to people we love, giving charity to those we don't know but who don't have the same privileges that we do. It's a good season. Truthfully, it's a biblical season. I think it's when the rest of the world pretends they're Christians and start acting as such. Lots of songs are given that glorify God. Lots of attention is given to Jesus. Love and peace and joy and hope, these are words that are spread about. And yes, lots of feasting, dancing, singing, and gift giving. I want to read to you today a story from Esther, just a passage from Esther, chapter 9. And you might say, what in the world does that have to do with Christmas? Well, give me about three more minutes and let me see if I can help you. The book of Esther begins with a feast and ends with a feast. It begins with a party, it ends with a party. The first one is hedonistic. It's horrible. It's abusive. It's not honoring to God. But the last one is a worship service. And so we get to Esther chapter 9, verse 18. This is what it says. The Jews who were in Susa gathered on the 13th day and on the 14th and rested on the 15th, making that a day of feasting and gladness. Therefore, the Jews of the villages who live in the rural towns hold the 14th day of the month as a day for feasting and gladness. They hold it as a holiday, as a day on which they send gifts of food to one another. And Mordecai recorded these things and sent letters to all the Jews who were in all the provinces, and he obliged them to keep the 14th day of the month and also the 15th, year by year. They were to remember that these were the days when the Jews got relief from their enemies. This was the month in which they had their sorrow turned into gladness. They went from mourning to a holiday. That they should make these days, days of feasting and gladness, days for sending gifts of food to one another and gifts to the poor. So the Jews accepted what they had started to do and what Mordecai had written to them. And so we see a group of people who were horribly sinful. I'm speaking of the Israelites, who were greatly judged. At this point, they had fallen under the Persian rule. It was not a sweet day for them. They were suffering some of the curse for their fallen condition. But God caused them to reach out to him in prayer. They supplicated. Mordecai and Esther led the nation in a public prayer, and God decided he would save. God used Mordecai in his plan. God used Esther in his plan. But let's make no doubt about it. It was God who saved. And in the end, the wicked who hated God were left hanging. In the end, the wicked who repented and turned to God, God's chosen people, they were saved and they were found partying. And that brings us to Christmas. We too, like Israel, are horribly sinful. And all we have earned is the righteous and just curse of God, his holy wrath poured upon us. But God has caused us to call out to him. We repent, we confess our sins, and God is faithful to save. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, whose name means God's Savior, he who saves. And Jesus Christ, the Messiah, came on earth. Why? To save his people from their sins. And what are we to do? Yes, we are to gather every single week for our holiday, not the Feast of Purim, but the Feast of Sunday, the Feast of Easter, the Feast of the First Coming, first day of the week. And we gather together on that day, and we eat, and we drink, and we sing, and we shout. Maybe we dance. It's a day of festive worship to the God who saves. What else do? We give offerings, and we care for the poor. And then we do it annually. Not only do we have other days, Israel had seven feasts every year, But we have other feasts as well. We feast on Easter. We feast at Thanksgiving. We do so at Christmas and New Year's. And hopefully, whether we eat or drink, we do it all for the glory of God. So Christmas is very biblical. Everything we're doing right now, as we are eating, drinking, dancing, singing, gathering together, giving gifts, showing love, this is all what we're supposed to do. And it's all maybe a small picture, a foretaste of the grand Christmas celebration. When Jesus Christ comes again and gathers his elect, and one day we're found at the wedding supper of the Lamb, and there in heaven, what will we be doing? Singing, dancing, eating, drinking, worshiping, giving our presents, our crowns, our trophies to Jesus as we are celebrating people who are horribly lost, who have repented, who are saved, and who are brought together to worship the God who saves. Merry Christmas.